He looked at me, a grin on his face, and said, "Boy, you got trouble." Well, I was down enough, bad enough. I should have known that he's joking, but it kind of got next to me, and of course, I just took it. Hold on, it says, "Swears. How are you related to that Swears and Honda as a golf agency?" I told him. "How are you related to that Swears, that's vice president of the post office?" Told him, "That's my brother." He says, "You damn Dutchmen, you all alike." He says, "You carry your words with you 24 hours a day." Mm. He says, "There's nothing wrong with you. You suffer from a nervous stomach.
You all right?"
"And it's all because you carry your worries along. And I can give you some pills that'll help you temporarily, but I want to tell you, it won't do you any good unless you do it yourself." I said, "Well, what do I have to do?" He told me. He says, "I can do it." He says, "Forget your worries. Won't do you any good anyhow." So on the way home, I resolved, from now on, I'm going to run that office the way I think it should be run, on the level, which I always try to do, honest, to everybody's benefit insofar as I can, without favor or anything else. And whoever don't like it can just jump in the lake.
That's pretty good philosophy.
And you know, I began to come out of it. I hadn't been able to eat onions for 10, 15 years. The little piece of onion just knocked me from the loop. By golly, the onion tastes better than anything I ever tasted after that. But I still have to watch myself. Nerve system, I think, is like your lung. After it's once blemished, it don't very likely reestablish itself as it ought to. And that's why I stepped out of all those different things, see. I know the church is after me every once in a while, not so much now as they used to be. But I just told them, no, I'm in sympathy with it all, and I'll support it. But that's as far as I can go. Because I can tell, if I get under too much stress and so on, it's no good for me. And it used to nothing bother me. There ain't nothing would bother me. That's what I told my boy with that bowling lanes of working on a bulldozer 12 hours a day and then work that at 12 o'clock. He's, "Oh," I said, "that's not so bad. I ain't no more than me." I said, "Yes, I know. I was like that too. You're tough. I was tough. But I want to tell you a little story and then leave it up to you. My advice, however, is that you, when you come in the evening, you let your wife go there, open up. She knows what to be done now, and she can handle it. You at least take an hour and a half, 2 hours, get your bath, clean up, and relax. Sleep if you can. That'll do you more good than anything else, because if not, one of these days you'll feel sorry. Because your nerve system's going to play out one of these days." That goes back to a story that I heard the preacher use of things, you know, that hammer away at people. Says they, it's supposed to be the actual truth. Scientifically, they tried this. They had a beam. I don't know, it weighed a couple of tons, suspended by two strands. Then they had a pith ball, but like this, on a hammer. Rhythmically hidden at exactly just at the right time every time. And I don't know how long it took, but after so and so long, that light pith ball got that heavy beam in motion.